Hello, everyone, or welcome back to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler Renee, and today I have a special guest with me, Romeo Norris.
I am so excited to be here.
Oh my God, I am so excited. You guys have no idea how long I've been trying to get him on. Like, we go to school together, right? And everyone was like, Sydney, I don't want to go on your podcast because, like, don't you have to be like a business owner? I was like, no. If you want to come on and just talk, we can totally do that. And that's what's about to happen.
It's not gonna be
too chaotic. We're just gonna be today's gonna be about unpopular opinions. And yes, we have quite a few, like, in the making of this, I couldn't think of any. So I went to Instagram, a couple of you guys came up with some, Romeo came up with some, and then I came up with a little bit of extra things. But we're just gonna talk about life a little bit first, how things are going. We should talk about how we met. Okay,
so do you want to start, or?
I think you should start.
You can go first. You can go first.
No, you got it.
Okay, cool.
You got it.
I think the first time I knew about Romeo was in our freshman year, and we were both running for vice president of our student council, right? So I think about, like, voting for your friends to be a part of, like, SGAs and, like, student councils and stuff. It's a popularity contest. Yeah. It was freshman year, and I met Romeo, like, we were running for a student council. And as sad as it sounds, when you're voting for a friend for any kind of position, it's a popularity contest. And Romeo's on the football team. And if you can't figure that out, he won. So it's okay though. Like, I think I would be more mad if Romeo did, like, nothing, but I'm not, because Romeo actually does, like, SGA stuff and, like, has a life. So yeah, he kind of deserved the position. His speech was pretty good, if I do say so. But I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then nobody ran for the secretary position, so they were like, you can, like,
second runner.
Yeah, they were like, if you want, you can be secretary. And I was like, okay.
I blacked out during my speech. I don't know what I said. No, because, like, I was, like, so nervous because I've never been in, like, in front of, like, a stage like that in a while with, like, a bunch of strangers. When I tell you that I was actually going in slow motion, like, I was panicking. And I'm surprised that I actually got words out, because I'm being honest with you, I thought you were going to win because you actually seemed the most composed. I was on the football team. I still am on the football team, but just, like, I was prepared. But then when I was actually in front of the stage, I was like, "Welp, time to panic." It was not the best situations.
It was absolutely, because, like, it seemed fine. I was sitting there and I was, like, going over, like, my speech and everything, and, like, Romeo, like, they're like, "All right, let's have up here." Romeo Norris basically got a standing ovation, and I'm like,
before I even started speaking, and I was so,
like, they're like, "Yeah!" Like, oh. And, like, the reason why is because, like, Romeo, like, knows people already, because most of the people came from either, like, Calvert County or, like, St. Mary's County, things like that, and I'm, like, from La Plata. Like, no one knows where La Plata is, so I only knew, like, a handful of friends. Romeo knows the entire county. Anyways, so I think it's, like, a standing ovation. He's like, "Yeah, Romeo," and he does a speech, and, like, I was like, okay. So then they're like, "Okay, now we're gonna have him Sydney Collins," and it wasn't dead silent, but it was like, yeah, like, not the same energy. I was like, wow. Anyways, and then I go up there, I do my speech, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, hyperventilating, but I was, like, shaking. I was like, hi. people came to me later, they're like, "It was really good, but Romeo's gonna win." I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
but, like, it's okay.
Almost all of the plans that I had as a freshman, they all got canceled. And mm-hmm. also the fact that I was as surprised as you were when I went up there, people were clapping for me, because, like, I don't know anyone. I didn't know anyone going
into
this, which is funny because, no, I'm being serious. I only knew my teammates, right? I didn't think that people knew me. Because, like, I am good at acting like I know what I'm doing. Most of the time I don't. So I'm not going to lie. Most of the time I do not. So it's like, when I went up there and like I got like a standing ovation, it was like, why are y'all clapping? I haven't even said anything yet. I haven't even done anything. Because like, it's one thing if like I expected that, but I literally did not. So I was like, I was as surprised as you were. And like, you seemed a lot more content, not necessarily content per se, but like a lot more calm and relaxed. And you actually got
Promise you, I was dying on the inside. I was like, please get me off the stage. And then the questions afterward.
That was also
like
a mess.
Yeah, because they were all expected the same answers. I was like, if you're going to talk about what's my like idea of like running and what do I plan to do, we're all going to have the same idea. Well, we want to listen to you guys and get your opinions and run from there, because we're basically nothing without you guys' support. So, yeah. And then like, that's something Romeo would say. And I was like, yeah, what Romeo said. I didn't say anything, something like that, but I was like, yeah, like Romeo said, I'm going to do this. But yeah, very intimidating, but it's okay. Because now like, I mean, Romeo key. Besties.
Yes, literally, that whole entire day was just something. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to think about it. It was, at least I met you though, because if I didn't, and definitely. Yeah.
So I like throughout the year, and then people were getting mad. They were like, Cindy, you guys did nothing. I'm like, we stopped school in February. All of our plans were for like the spring. So like freshman year, like student council didn't really do much. Like we were gonna do stuff for cross country. We were gonna have this whole thing outside with like tents, like basically like a field day, but it didn't get to happen. And so, but it's totally fine. And we can get off like student council now. We'll be talking to it for like 10 minutes. Anyways, yeah. yeah, also, you guys were fully vaccinated.
Yep. We went there yesterday.
Yeah.
We got Cracker Barrel afterwards.
Yes, sir.
Delicious.
It was awesome. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why. This one hurt pretty bad. Like, the first one, it was like a pinch. And I'm pretty okay with shots. Obviously, I'm not like, I want a shot. But, like, needles, I'm kind of okay. I'm like, just poke me so I can get this over with. And like the first one, it was like a pinch. The second time, I was like, ow. Like, why does this one hurt so bad? And then they had we went to like a firehouse kind of thing. And then like we pulled up and like we signed papers and they're like, you ready? And I was like, yeah. And so like they did it. And then we had to wait for like 15 minutes and then that was it. And then me and Romeo went to get Cracker Barrel. We didn't get it at the same time. Like, we were in different cars. But, like,
yeah,
we met up afterward. But if you guys are eligible and you are 16 years of age in the state of Maryland, go get vaccinated. Do your part in the community, please, and thank you.
Yes. I couldn't have said any better. Literally.
Like, yeah.
The time that it takes, it's literally, it doesn't even hurt. Like, you'd expect it to be, like, painful, like, by people, like, how they describe it, but it literally isn't. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like, not that bad. I mean, like I said, like, this one kind of hurt, like, a pinch, but I don't feel, like, sick, like, immune-wise. Like, I'm pretty okay. My arm's, like, sore, like, really sore, but other than that, like, I'm fine. And it all depends on age. So, immune-wise, I haven't really felt sick or anything like that. What about you?
Yeah, I haven't felt anything. My arm, it was so painful to try and raise it yesterday. And the funny thing is that I got the vaccine in the different arm too. So it wasn't even like the same arm. So like mm-hmm. this arm was just hurting. Now I can raise it, but like it's still like a little bit of tension. I mean, it is what it is, but it's just like, it hurt for literally no reason. But as soon as the 2 weeks are up, I'm going to be living my best life. I do not care.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
So like, is it like you don't have to wear your mask around other people that are vaccinated, or you don't have to wear it, period? I think it's around other people that are fully vaccinated. Right.
I think so too. Because one thing I saw in that like whole entire announcement was that it was very vague for it to be coming from the CDC.
I think something
if you are fully vaccinated and you have like proof of that, you can like be around people that are vaccinated that you know are vaccinated. But I don't necessarily know if people are gonna take that and run with it. So it's a little bit scary how suddenly that's they said like
no more masks.
Because people are gonna be like, what? Let's go.
Yeah, so. Because you can't just trust people, like, especially, like, people who don't really seem to have to care about wearing masks in the first place. Like, they can easily say, yeah, I got vaccinated. And, like, yeah, okay. So out of courtesy, I'm still going to wear my mask around people that are fully vaccinated. Because sometimes you just can't trust people. But exactly. That's kind of the reality of what's going on right now. But we got some unpopular opinions, and it's been like, I don't know, like 12 minutes. So let's actually go into a break and then come back and do the unpopular opinions. So thank you, Romeo, for joining me thus far. And we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
This is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Norris Romeo. I said Norris Romeo.
No, not my Instagram handle.
Oh my God. I almost choked. Anyways, Romeo Norris. I said Norris Romeo. Anyways, actually, quick plug. Plug your Instagram.
Thanks so much. My Instagram is Norris Romeo. My Twitter, I think it's either Romeo Norris, Norris Romeo, literally either one. I think that's pretty much all social media I actually use. So go hit that up. Y'all know what to do.
Yep. So we're going to go straight into these unpopular opinions. So I have a couple, and then a couple people on Instagram sent them in. So Romeo, do you want to go first?
Okay. So here is my first popular opinion. Let's just go light and just get a little bit more heavy related. Mm-hmm. So first things first. Pineapple is an acceptable pizza topping.
See, that's so funny because somebody actually like slid up with that on my Instagram. They're like, it does not belong there. And I was like, see. Oh. You said it's acceptable or like unacceptable?
Acceptable. It is acceptable.
So I think I've had it like once, but I cannot remember what it tastes like for the life of me. But if I'm going to be vague and go off of the small memory I have, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. You know, like that sweet and savory thing, like yes. The caramel and bacon thing? Like, it tastes good. So I think it brings off the same thing, you know?
Yeah, for real. I feel like when it comes to pineapple, people are like, oh, it's disgusting. It's this and that. But then there's some people that are like, oh, Hawaiian pizza? Sure. I'll combine sweet and savory all the time. Just, It's not that big of a deal. I understand if it's like a whole entire like big chunk of it, but it's not even like that noticeable. Like for real.
They like usually come like smaller. The one that I had, it was like smaller pieces. It wasn't like thicker chunks. I think I would have been bothered if it was like thicker though, but I don't think it's that bad.
It isn't that bad at all. I don't understand like people would just be just
complaining about it
for no reason. Like it doesn't make any sense to me. Can y'all just let one thing slide? One thing slide. Pineapple. It's just pineapple. It's literally just pineapple. It's literally just pineapple.
So staying on the fruit topic, someone slid up and said on Instagram, there is nothing wrong with cantaloupe. Now, I have never been the cantaloupe honeydew kind of person. Like, you know, when it comes in the fruit trays, I'd always skip it. I just get the strawberries, the what else is on there, pineapple, and like, that's it. I actually just got into like kiwis and stuff too. But anyways, I've had it, obviously. It's not my favorite fruit, but it's okay. What do you think?
I feel like when it comes to cantaloupe, it's always hit or miss because it also depends on the time of year.
Like if it's sweet, then it's good. If it's like kind of like, then
like hard, yeah. And like it just tastes like water.
Yeah, that's how I feel about watermelons. Like if it's good, if it's sweet and it's good, I rock with watermelons. If it's just like straight up sweet water, then I'm like, I'll pass. So
yeah.
Like, that's my main
issue when it comes to like grocery stores that have like fruits, like the same fruits all the time, because they're never in season.
Mm-hmm.
Like melons are really in season. It's just during the summer and going into like October. And after that, like it's really rocky. So I don't understand why like people complain about honeydew and all this and that when it's January. Of course it's gonna taste bad. Why are you comparing it to strawberries? Come on.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense either because it's just completely out of context.
Yeah,
that's like saying,
you know what, Michael Jackson's bad when they're talking about like his first album.
That is blasphemy. That is exactly. Blasphemy. How dare you?
Not, like it's just not, or like when people say like they flopped, like if you take into account everything that goes into it along with the context of why it's like that, you'd understand it. But people just be like, you know what, that's bad, period.
Explain. You know.
But we can get into that in a second. Anyways,
that.
Did you have another one?
Yes.
So my unpopular opinion is that social media can never be erased from society and its effects will live forever.
That's a good one. And I completely agree. Because like we live and die off of like social media, like Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, like, and they're great. But at the same time, they're like mentally like deteriorating us, especially our generation.
It's so draining. It's so draining.
Like I was like on, not to get like super political, but like Joe Biden posted something. It was like people that are fully vaxxed on to wear masks. Then like I went into the comment section just to see what people would say, knowing what I was getting into. And it was just, you know, people having their own opinions and like, you know, have whatever it is that you want to say, but like I don't want to see that all the time. And the fact that it's so tangible and people are just out there reading it all the time, some people may not have like the self-control to stop themselves and be like, I don't need this energy, and it'll just like keep reading it and consuming that kind of stuff. So yeah. After like 3 seconds in, I was like, okay, no. And then I just like closed out of the app. I have like a really gross like addiction to social media too. Like even if I was like going on to look something on my phone, to look something up on like Google, I'd open up like Instagram, like TikTok first, and like just scroll for like 5 minutes. I'm like, what was I trying to do? And then I'm like, oh, and then I go back, and it just wastes like so much time in the day.
I feel like the downfall of social media becoming like at least staying casual was when politics and careers were being built off of it,
because ever since
then, like
you can just go on
Facebook and not have to see a theorist talking about how the world's flat.
Can we just go, guys?
Just posting cat gifs, like,
that's what come I'm on. Saying. Like, there's literally like, you know how there's like drafts on Instagram. Like, I've had like a photo dump in my draft, and I'm like, I want to post this, but I don't want it to be like you said, like too casual. Like, what happened to the Throwback Thursdays and like the jokes and stuff? Like,
yes,
not that like we should go back to that era, because like we're evolving, but it's like I can't even post something that I think is like normal. It has to be like professional quality. It has to be this, especially because I have like this podcast now and this kind of stature. I can't just post anything. Not that I would post anything like crazy. It's just like
you can't just like be happy and just post something on a whim.
Yeah, I mean, and some people do. Yeah, it's not super casual anymore. People always have to feel like they're professional on there. I mean, like, it's okay. Some people do. I do know people that kind of post what they want, and like, it's funny, it's cool. But like, yeah, I'm like scared to post what I want.
Yeah, it's like, plus like people, I feel like it's kind of become like cool to not care. But at the same exact time, if you have to think about not caring and how like you just post things all of a sudden, it's not authentic anymore.
So yeah. I feel like almost
everything about social media and people posting is artificial.
And there's no way to
get back to that because it's already so ingrained in how we think about social media. Like, there's no way we can get out of the mindset like, I need to do this to look cool. I need to do this, do that to make sure that I look as happy as possible. Even if it's just like, I haven't posted in like months just because I don't feel like having to plan out a whole entire post. It takes too long for me to like edit posts.
That's like what I do. I'm like, okay, I got these Instagram pictures. Like, let's go and see how I can edit this. Let's see how I can crop this. What's the caption? Like, full on planning mode when it goes into like my Instagram post. When if it's like a promotional thing, obviously it needs that kind of planning. But with my like regular like pictures, like I go into so much detail. I'm like, this needs to have like some sort of meaning or spark. And I don't know why, but yeah, it's kind of draining. And this is like a good segue into like my next kind of unpopular opinion is that I can't stand Snapchat. If you guys notice, like I have not mentioned it once once we were talking
no.
about social media. I deleted it the first time I realized that I don't really need or like Snapchat was back in like of August of 2020, and I got rid of it for like a weekend, like Friday to Sunday, and like I was like fine. I'm like, this is like cool, like I'm separating myself, like I don't have to post what I'm doing every 3 seconds, like it was great. And so I did that, and then I got back on, and then I just got this weird attachment to it. I'm like, I want to see if so-and-so like snapped me back. I want to see what's on their like private story. Like, what am I missing? I kid you guys not. Like, that was going through my mind. And then like in October, things mentally got really, really bad. And I was like, okay. And so I deleted it for like a week. And then when I got back, I was fresh. I was new. It was awesome. It was great. And then I deleted it again in March for like 2.5 weeks. And I had the time of my life. I went to Virginia, like Virginia Beach area, and like nobody knew. And it was like the best thing ever. I felt like I was kind of in my own universe and just kind of growing and things like that. I was like, this is so nice. And then I got it again. And then I just deleted it again. So I think it's just ongoing going back cycle and forth. Where I'm like, yeah, I can be fine with Snapchat, and then like some inconvenience happens, and I'm like, I don't like it anymore. And like, it's okay. I mean, I get how it's like an easy way to like talk to people. Like when you text someone, like it's like, I'm texting you. This must be urgent because it's not on Snapchat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand. Like, before Snapchat, we used to talk over text and FaceTime and things like that. So, like, what happened? So, I'm like, okay. And at some point, I was just keeping it for the memories. And so, because you guys know, like, the memories on Snapchat. But
yeah, like, literally, like, just the memories. Only the memories. Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't need it anymore. So then I was like, I'm gonna delete it for the month of May and then just see how I feel. And I feel great. May never get it back. I don't know. I will probably keep you guys updated, but yeah, that's my stance on Snapchat.
Yeah, okay. So last opinion, this is a heavy one. It's a really heavy one. So let's just get into it.
So here it is.
Can't speak. Here it is. Influencers aren't required to care about others and their issues, and getting mad at them when they don't is ironic.
So I feel like
influencers are put on an unhealthy pedestal where they are expected to actually care about world issues. They're supposed to care about this stuff, right? And my thing with that is that you are following them because of the content they post, not because they're actually helping. So, for example, like with any of the movements going on right now, if you see an influencer quiet about it, and you're like, "Well, why aren't you saying anything? You have to like, you have to use your platform." They aren't required to do anything. If you really want someone to stand up for you or stand up for some community,
lift up someone
that actually wants to.
Definitely, like, yeah.
Ask someone that's a makeup guru. What do you think about Black Lives Matter? They're in their brushes. They're in their concealer. They are they're not obligated to. I'm glad that people do actually speak up and they do care about these things. That's amazing. That's great and dandy. But people expect influencers to actually care.
And they really
don't need to, because sure, it's a horrible thing to say and do, but it's just like, that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. So when people
are surprised that they're quiet, of course they're going to be quiet. It's not their business if it doesn't affect them. Putting people on pedestals who actually deserve the pedestals. Cancel culture, where if you try and cancel someone, it's like, well, they did this wrong and they have to like be deplatformed. It's not going to work because there's going to be someone always rallying behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They might not care, but it's just like, people need to stop caring about influencers when they do not care about them.
Period.
That actually care and actually want to help others.
Like, you can't teach a dog like new traits or whatever that like metaphor is, but yeah, I couldn't say it any better. Like, people are like, yeah, like I don't follow them anymore because like they don't do this and they don't do that, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, because like when you follow someone on like TikTok, maybe like they follow because like they're funny and they do these things, and like that's awesome that they would stand up for certain things, which makes you want to support them more. But at the end of the day, you're still gonna listen to so and so's new song. You're still going to like share their posts on Instagram and be like, look at them now. Like, and they still are not acting the way that you want them to act. Like, you can't, like you said, you can't make them do it. If they don't believe in it, then they don't. And then it just kind of, and like, it's the same thing like on TikTok. Everyone, oh, almost every like famous, if lack of a better term, person on there, they're like really young, like our age, 16 to like 19 years old, and people are expecting them to act like adults. Yes, like when you have like a platform and like you know, you're out there, there are certain things that you might want to hold back on and say, like, maybe I shouldn't post this. I have like millions and millions of followers. This might be like offensive. This might be this and that. But at the same time, like, we're still like growing and like developing and things like that. And people cancel people when they feel like it. They may not like them just because they don't have a valid reason, but, and there's reasons to cancel people, but nobody wants to talk about them. But like, oh, but like they did this, and make like excuses for them. And I'm like, so they did the same thing that they did, but they should be punished because
exactly
they do, like they know how to do makeup or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
not to get too political, but yeah.
That's why I don't like having to think about ever, like, because it seems like so much work already, let alone the fact that like it might happen one day, who knows? But it's just like, mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be
so much more careful with everything you do, because everyone's going to be watching you and critiquing every single thing that you do. And mm-hmm. I feel like, especially kids on TikTok, like our age, they're trying to figure this up as we are too. Exactly. And when people like do like problematic things, they're expecting them to act like adults and to take immediate accountability, which most people have, right?
Yeah.
But you cannot blame someone if they are either unaware of a situation or if they just are not ready to actually take on the responsibility, because these are kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you always
being kids to act like grown adults.
Exactly.
That's not how that works.
We can wrap it up there. I think that closes that subject out really, really nicely. And yeah, those are our unpopular opinions, you guys. You don't have to agree, but please respect them. Like, we can be entitled to our own opinions. But to wrap this up, how much time do you have? A little bit of time left. What we can probably like quickly talk about what school has been like and just like life, because it's been crazy. Absolutely insane.
Been wild.
Like, you guys, we're finishing up our sophomore year. And
it's wild
saying that. No, because like we left freshman year and like, okay, yeah, 2 weeks off. And so, like, yeah, 2 weeks off, and then we just, like, it turned into, like, what, a year and a half? It is, yeah. May, and we're going to be juniors? That makes no sense to me. No sense.
I don't like thinking about it. Obviously, I have to. But it's just,
scary.
Like, it's so weird. It's like, I don't even feel like I got 2020. It's just, like, all a blur.
And it's odd trying to think
about it, because, like, it's been a year. A year of our lives is gone. Mm-hmm. And like, in hindsight, I feel like I wasn't productive, but I was productive with what I was doing. I just don't remember it at all. So
yeah,
I just don't like thinking about
it. And then, like,
obviously,
yeah, like,
I have to. I'm surprised I got through this year, but I am definitely surprised that I still care about school. Because the way that, like, that sounded bad. Let me explain. That sounded really bad. But it's just like, I still kind of kept a work ethic, even though it was so easy to just not care. Because, like, if I'm sitting in my bed in a class, just one turn, I'm out. You know?
So I feel like,
no. Because, like, if I just turned around or just, like, put my iPad away, I'd be asleep.
No, yeah. So, because, like,
yeah,
I would, like, sign on. I'd be like, okay, some days, like, it'll last for 2 days. I'm like, all right, let's get it cracking. Like, new school day, let's go. And then we have these really, really long classes, and I'm like dead in within like the first 20 minutes.
It's just, it just got worse and worse as it progressed. I'm not saying it's hard to pay attention, but just like, it's.
There's like no like inspiration. There's no like motivation
anymore.
Yeah. So. And especially going to like a college preparatory school, it's the same amount of work, like a lot of homework, and just like, but no extra outlet. Like, our teachers try, but at the same time, it's like, this doesn't change our situation.
Yeah, especially like being like virtual. My teachers have been great when it comes to like putting things up and like being like communicative. But it's just like, I'm still at home, you know? So I'm gonna have to task myself with not actually forgetting 5 assignments
due
on a weekday.
But it is almost over. You guys, you're almost over their sophomore year. This is crazy. I'm also coming up with my 1 year of having a podcast.
Yes, 1 year anniversary. That's going to be so much fun.
I know. I'm like so blessed and happy that all of you guys have been sticking with me this whole time. But again, thank you so much, Romeo, for joining me. This is a long time coming. I think
thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. Make sure you guys share this with your friends. You know, if you want to be in the podcast, let me know. And let me know of anything else that you guys want to hear or listen to. And this is perfect timing.